Hiya, hope you are well. I've just picked a card for the month of August. So this month I went to Tony Carman Salerno's Angels, Gods and Goddesses deck. And the card that came up is the God of the Underworld. Something which no longer serves you is about to end. So at first glance, this is an alarming card. It seems dark and intense. And yet there's a positive message. It's saying change is coming for the better. If we look, we see the third eye is lit up, the intuition is heightened, and it allows the eyes to see with clarity the true situation. The throat chakra is ignited, and it's time to speak your truth. I hear the word boundaries, so it could be either establishing new boundaries or reinstating boundaries that have slipped. It's a time of strength and purpose, and you are not alone. There is a beautiful line of energy around the head, which feels like both protection and a source of guidance. There's a strong masculine energy in this card, and we're invited to step into our power and to be very present. It's not so much about doing anything, but it's more embracing a way of being that is firm and strong. So I had a look at the guidebook, and Tony says that Hades, the god of death and the underworld, has appeared in the reading. But it's not about bringing physical death, it's about bringing the death of outmoded ways of thinking, belief systems, or emotional patterns that restrict or prevent you from moving towards a more positive and inspiring future. So this card is a blessing with the power to transform your life. And we're reminded that death and rebirth are two sides of the same coin. So you can't have one occurring without the other. And we are asked to let go of the old gracefully and trust and just to make way for something new. So lots to think about there. Hope you have a great month. Much love.